Many landowners may be familiar with the various programs offered through USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, but some may be surprised to know NRCS in Florida also has a facility where cover crop research is conducted. USDA's Plant Materials Center in Brooksville has seen a change from what their mission has been in the past, as Center Manager Janet Grabowski explains.
The whole plant materials program nationwide is changed. We're trying to address more of the critical issues as far as our agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And our particular mission is to look at soil health for croplands and grazing lands, which is very much tied into the concept of growing cover crops. So that's why we've kind of redirected ourselves that way. And we're also going into looking at adaptation studies, because a lot of the information on where certain cover crops grow is kind of out of date. Some of the cover crops that used to be grown are no longer available. There are a few new ones. So we're going to be going into that in the future. So that's basically where our program here is headed. Each plant material center has their own resource concern that they're trying to address. And some centers have more than one resource concern that they're trying to address.
Grabowski says work they are doing in Brooksville could possibly fit into practices on your farm.
People are going to look at the pictures of cover crops that they've seen growing on better soils than ours, because ours are, it's real world application here as far as Florida. You can't necessarily do things that you could do in other parts of the country because of our restrictions of soils. Of course, we also don't have the restrictions they do as far as temperature and weather. We basically can grow things year-round here.
To learn more, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.